Welcome to the Career Maverick Podcast with Kevin Kokinda, presented by Resumetics. Are you getting no play with your resume? Do you struggle with a career direction? Career Maverick is here to help. And now here is your career guru, Kevin Kokinda.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kevin Kokinda, your host of the Career Maverick, brought to you by Resumetics, Career Strategies and Solutions. Should I stay or should I go? Changing your career. This is something that I'm getting a lot of these days, and doing a little bit of research, I happed upon a pretty cool article by a lady named Caroline Levine. She's the author of Jump Ship, and she is a very respectable career expert. And, you know, as I was going through this particular bit of information, you know, and really kind of put things in perspective, I spend a lot of time trying to tell clients, you know, look, maybe you should stay, maybe you should go, based on what they're looking for, based on what their experiences are, and whether or not they can make that transition. But, you know, there's some other things too that you really have to put into perspective. And I generally don't spend a ton of time talking about some of the personal issues that go into that. But, you know, this is something that's pretty insightful. So, you know, if you're thinking about making a change, you might want to ask yourself, are you doing it to get away from an old career? And that's kind of like a bad approach to dating. You want to be generally attracted to the new career. It's kind of like a shiny car. And if the pandemic and its fallout have revealed a new interest for you, like, say, your new love for virtual meetings or your passion for remote learning, then, you know, this could be an excellent sign to pursue other options, like we have a choice these days. The best part is that you really don't have to quit your job right away if you're in that position. And as the first step in a career change, I mean, isn't it all about making life changes and not launching a job search, which kind of goes into the next phase? You know, don't change your career because you have other constraints vying for your time. You know, when I talk about life changes, and this pandemic has upended, you know, a lot more than just careers. You know, if you're in a household and it's a dual household, dual career household, and you got kids, maybe you have elder care responsibilities, you got a side gig. You know, there's just other areas of your life that right now could use a little bit more urgent attention than your career. So you may want to ask yourself, is this the right time to make a career move, given everything else that's going on in your life? And this is where you kind of get into the personal aspect of it, because it's easier said than done to be able to, you know, have a little complacency. And if you feel that you are not in a position to, you know, be extendedly furloughed or let go, you know, sometimes security is good. But, you know, an internal readiness, I think, really trumps any market condition, you know, any way you slice it. So another important factor to think about here is, you know, would you do it because of the pandemic? And then ask yourself how the market may impact you. You know, your internal readiness to make a change, your willingness to do the work, your fortitude to try to stay that course. I mean, if you really want to make a change that badly, I mean, you're going to find a way. But the issue that you really have to look at here too is, you know, how passionate you are about your role. Are you willing to stick it out and take a pay cut? Likewise, if you are in a situation where you really want to, you know, go out and spend time investing and getting back into something else where the industry is not so volatile, you know, you might ask yourself, is that going to be easier for me to step in and, or go back into a role like that, or try to go in and, you know, step into that new role as well? You know, technology, platform, software, and things like that. You know, these are all things that you have to factor in. And moving forward, you know, when I get back to saying the market and how it dictates things, you know, we may all have to be a little flexible in our careers. But as far as that radical shift, now sometimes we might look at something, and I'm going to use oil and gas. A lot of these industries are struggling right now. I don't know if you've been driving around. I know I haven't had to fill my car up in over a month. Cheap gas prices are great. But when you're a petroleum engineer and they're not pumping that much, you know, crude out there off those platforms in the Gulf of Mexico, guess what? You know, there's going to be volatility in the workplace, and which, of course, leads to unemployment, extended layoffs, furloughs, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, again, if you really want to try to wait it out, see how this all plays out in the next, you know, 6 months or a year. You know, that's what I would call the labor of love, if you will. But, you know, this is a slippery slope right now. So the one bit of advice that I can give to everybody out there is, again, to really examine these roles that you're looking at, look at your experiences, and then look at some of the other common denominators from what you used to do versus what these roles are asking for. And of course, you may have to dredge up something that you may have done 15, 20 years ago. Now, I don't normally tell folks to put these on resumes going back to, say, you know, the early 90s. But if you have extensive experience with it and there hasn't been a whole lot of change in that particular industry, then you might want to consider, you know, brushing that off and throwing it on there. You know, any way that you can demonstrate a correlation, a strong summary of your qualifications at the top of that resume will also outline what you can bring to that particular role as well, which kind of leads to the next thing. If you have questions about job searching, if you have questions about strategy, if you have questions about, you know, how to navigate all of this in a virtual world, then you should check out the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC's Back to Work Job Search Strategy in a Virtual World. This is a really cool seminar. It's virtual. You can join me and a talented pool of career experts, and that will be Thursday, May 21st from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Now, you can go on the Colorado Springs Chamber website and get more information. All you have to do is sign up, free for Chamber members. It's $10 for non-members, but you really, really get a lot of great takeaway from this. That's the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC's Back to Work Job Search Strategy in a Virtual World. And that will be Thursday, May 21st, from 11:30 to 1 p.m., moderated by yours truly. And if you have any other questions, simply reach out to me at resumeandcareerhelp.com. That's resumeandcareerhelp.com. Pretty easy, pretty straightforward. But that's pretty much going to be it for this segment. For those out there that have questions, issues, would like to have a free assessment of their resume, you can always send it over to Resumetics. Again, at resumeandcareerhelp.com. And just click on the link below and send it in, and we'll get it back to you within 24 hours. That's it for this segment. Thanks for joining. My name is Kevin Kokinda, your host. And as always, stay safe. Thank you, first responders, and keep peeking, Mavericks.
You've been listening to Career Maverick with Kevin Kokinda, presented by Resumetics, the Career Maverick podcast, an insightful look at the new trends for job seekers in Southern Colorado. New episodes post Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on KRDO.com under the radio tab. Subscribe at thecareermaverick.podbean.com.